Isn't it good to be together again today? It feels to me like we just spoke, and yet a day has passed as time travels at an alarmingly brisk rate. You may not wish for me to remind you of this, but today marks the halfway point in January already. Whoosh! Here we go, speeding down the corridors of the calendar once again. So we want to preserve every moment we have to dig in deeply to the Bible, and let's turn to the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1. Yesterday, I read this entire chapter for us. Today, I'll just read the first three verses. Turn with me there if you can. This is Revelation 1, verses 1 through 3. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place. And he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant John, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. We come to this passage with a question still before us. What does God look like? And my answer is this: God looks like Jesus. And I say that because God reveals himself, and he reveals himself through Jesus Christ. These three verses I have just read state exactly this, and I want to teach this to you soon. But now that you have the text on your mind, I want to give an extensive introduction to the Revelation as a whole, especially chapter 1. I think it's very important whenever we come to a new book of the Bible, a new chapter, or some other extensive section, that we pause to consider the context in which we will be reading. I'm very big on context, as you know. And if you listen to me, my preferred way of reading, studying, and then teaching, or in the church, preaching the Bible, is to do so chapter and verse in a very systematic way. This involves diving into the text and searching for the treasure that is always hidden within. I hope this is what your pastor does for you when you get into church on Sunday morning. That's the job of the pastor teacher. Sadly, as I see it, we have many Christians and people who are not believers attending churches today who do not get sermons such as this. What you get is too often a very surface-level understanding of what the Bible means by what it says, if you get any Bible at all. This presents a real problem for you if you belong to such a church. And this is why many people turn to radio and or to the internet, such as podcasts, so they can receive sound biblical teaching. And while myself and other Bible teachers are happy to have you tune in, we're in agreement that nothing is more important than to be in a church where the Word of God is taught and then obeyed with width and depth. I never want to be a replacement for your pastor, but I am willing to take you along with me deeper into the rich text of the Word of God, in addition to what you spiritual leaders are doing, or if they will not do it. Still, I pray you will receive an in-depth, systematic discovery of what the Bible means by what it says, week after week in your house of worship. Pastors within the sound of my voice, please provide this to the people of God. But with that said, here's what I do, and not just to prepare sermons either, but personally, devotionally, when I read the scriptures for my own development as Christ's slave. I ask a series of questions of the biblical text that is before me. These are simple questions, basic questions that you too can ask, and if you will ask them while being attentive to the Bible open in front of you, then you'll learn a lot. Trust me, this really works. Please try it with me as we begin in Revelation chapter 1. I have 7 questions. If you have an option to take some notes, now's a good time to start writing. And when you're ready to take notes, just jot down these 7 words and then put a question mark next to each word. What? Who? Why? When? Where? How? And so what? I'll repeat those. What? Who? Why? When? Where? How? And so what? Let's take these one at a time today and tomorrow in reference to Revelation chapter 1. Okay? Are you with me? The first question is this: what? What is this chapter of the Bible, or what is this book of the Bible, all about? What is the dominant, prevailing theme? Let's answer this for the Revelation. And this is answered easily. The dominant and prevailing theme of the revelation is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the theme of the revelation. This is obvious from the title. Take a look at your Bible, and above chapter 1, the title for this book should read, The Revelation of Jesus Christ. Notice this. The full title is not The Revelation. It is not Revelation. It is The Revelation of Jesus Christ. Furthermore, it is not Revelations, plural. There is no S. It is The Revelation, singular. There is only one revelation of Jesus Christ. It's the revelation, and this is it. Now, of course, sometimes I will call the book The Revelation or Revelation. That's acceptable. But here at the start, we must acknowledge that the full title tells us exactly what the whole book is about. The dominant theme is Jesus. When you think of the revelation, think of Jesus. That's what brings us here. God looks like Jesus, so we want to know what Jesus looks like, and the revelation of Jesus Christ will tell us exactly that. So my first question as we study a new book or a new chapter is, what? What is the dominant or what is the prevailing theme? Now let me say more here in answering the what of Revelation. Listen to verse 1. It opens, quote, the revelation of Jesus Christ, unquote. Highlight the word revelation there if you can. In the Greek language in which this book was written, the word revelation is the word apokalypsis. Apokalypsis. And it means an uncovering, an unveiling, or a disclosure. Imagine before us the real Jesus Christ covered in a huge, thick cloth. And then the Holy Spirit whips off the cloth and we see Jesus. The Holy Spirit has revealed to us Christ. He has uncovered Christ, unveiled Christ, and disclosed Christ to us. In this book, Jesus Christ is revealed. Oh, what a remarkable testimony this is to our Lord and our Master. In fact, sometimes this is called the apocalypse. The apocalypse. And this is why. But now let's come to our second question, and it is, who? And when I answer the who question, I answer in two ways. There is an A and a B answer. When I ask who, I want to know who wrote the book, who was the human author, and who originally received what was written. With the revelation of Jesus Christ, the answer to part A, who is the person who wrote the book, is the answer the Apostle John. John wrote the revelation. And the answer to part B, who originally received the book, is the churches at the time John sent what he had written to them. Who wrote the revelation of Jesus Christ? The Apostle John did. And who originally received what he wrote? The Christians and the churches in the vast territory to which John sent what he had written. Let's see this in the text. And again, we do not have to go very far. The Bible makes this obvious. Just listen again to verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bond servants, the things which must soon take place. And he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bond servant, John. John is mentioned here as the one who wrote the revelation. And still in chapter 1 and verse 9, I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Please notice that here in verse 9, John is mentioned again. And if you go to the very end of the revelation, in chapter 22 and verse 8, I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. John is the human author of the book of the revelation of Jesus Christ. So this answers our who question, part A. But now let's also ask who originally received what John wrote. And I say originally because, of course, everyone who reads the Bible for all time now also received what John the Apostle wrote. This is for us. But we're dealing here in my second question with the original recipient of the letter. And the answer is the Christians and the churches in the vast territory to which John sent what he had written. And we learn a great deal about seven of these churches. There were definitely more than these seven churches in existence at the time when the revelation was dispensed. And we'll talk about that when we get to the when question. But here are the specific seven churches mentioned. This is Revelation chapter 1 and verses 10 and 11. John writes, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet saying, 'Write in a book what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamum and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea.'" There you have it. Who received the revelation of Jesus Christ? The people, believers and unbelievers, as it turns out, in these seven churches. And we will learn more about them as we proceed. Remember, all we are doing at the start is to answer seven basic questions so that we know what we are dealing with in this book of the Bible. Thus far, we have answered questions 1 and 2. This is the what and the who. And now we come to the why. Why was the revelation of Jesus Christ written? We can also answer this succinctly at the beginning. It was written so that Christ's followers will know explicitly what will happen to them in the future. John writes in a clear and concise manner concerning the end of all time, and he does so with Christians in mind and heart. Why is the revelation given? It's written to comfort believers in Jesus Christ concerning what the future holds. And as we shall see, it does this in vast detail. And that gives us a superb reason to dig in deep in this first chapter of this voluminous vision of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we will continue that tomorrow right here on God Is. All you have to do is be back with Revelation 1 open. Should your eyes be otherwise occupied at this time, then do yourself a big favor and today read all of Revelation chapter 1. It's 20 verses, and reading it in advance of our time together will help you understand what I'm going to say. I'm just going verse by verse, so please do that and then join me again tomorrow. For God is...